Aber Mikdash Sheni, Shahi Oskin Matora be Mitzvos und Gmilas Chasodim, Ibnei Machorev, Ibnei Shahoyes Sevel Sinas Chinam. The Lamedcha Sheshkula Sinas Chinam, Kneged Shalosh Averos, Aber the Zorah Gidei Arayas Veshvichus Domin. Sinas Achim in Klal Yisrael is divisive and destructive. Shalu Shlom Yerushalayim Yishloyu Ohavayim. The Malbim explains the difference between Shalom and Shalva. Shalom is chitzoni. It refers to relations between Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim here representing the Jewish people, and other nations. Shalom is chitzoni. Shalva is pnimis, internal harmony. Omar she'al yidei she'Yisrael yeh lehem shalom pnimis she'yiyah ava b'neihem Ze Yigrom Shlom Yerushalayim Hachitzon. Shlom Yerushalayim is determined by Yishloyu Ohavayach. When there's Shalva, which is Pnimis, internal. Shalva amongst Jews. So then Jews, Klape Chutz, enjoy Shalom. Sin is divisive and destructive. Ava unifies and protects. Now, clearly the challenge to avoid sinna and cultivate Ava is in the face of disagreements. And the challenge is twofold. First of all, on the level of midos, it's an emotional, psychological challenge. Right? At times, we're easily annoyed, irritated, provoked by other Jews' apostrophe, opinions and behaviors. So again, the level of midas. But the challenge runs much deeper than that also. The challenge is also one that we experience as a moral and religious challenge of how does one reconcile Avas Yisrael with being true and steadfast with one's own principles. David HaMelech, Psukim, speak of sin. David HaMelech speaks of Sheker Sonesi V'Asaeva. I hate Sheker. I find it abominable. Yiras Hashem, sin Asra. So is it possible to reconcile? And if so, how? So maybe let's begin by classifying the different types of disagreement. One type of disagreement is which one that exists with other committed Jews, Shomei Torah mitzvahs, who follow a different, yet valid, different psak, a different derech, a different hashkafa, and elu ve'elu disagreement. The second type of disagreement is again with other committed Jews, Shomei Torah mitzvahs, but when they're wrong, when it's not an elu ve'elu disagreement, but they're wrong. They subscribe to an opinion, a belief. They follow a psak, a derech, a hashkafa, which is wrong. And the third type of disagreement is with those who are not Shomei Torah mitzvahs. Not even, at least overtly, ma'aminim. The first type of disagreement clearly is the one that's easiest to navigate. The Gemara tells us in Yevamos, and other cases the Gemara lists. Lo nimnu u beis shamay mi lisa nasha mi beis silo, v'lo beis silo mi beis shamay. L'lamedcha shechiba v'reyus noagim zev azeh. L'kayim mashenem ha'emes v'hashalom ha'avu. It's possible and therefore imperative to love emes and shalom. But that's in an elu ve'elu disagreement. Because one recognizes Beis Hillel, it's not our opinion, but Beis Shammai is elu ve'elu divrei l'chaim. It's also an emes dika opinion. And Beis Shammai views Beis Hillel in the same way. So when we're in a situation with an elu ve'elu difference, so the avoda is to remind ourselves of that yisod. And acknowledging the validity of an alternate, but very much legitimate within the boundaries of Torah opinion, in no way compromises one's commitment to or one's love of Emes. And simultaneously, it's for Emes v'Hashalom Ha'olam. Well, what about the other types of disagreement? So the Rambam writes in Perek Vav of Deos, Halacha Gimel, Mitzvah al kol odom leov es kol echad ve'echad mi Yisrael kegufa. And the Rambam is clearly talking even about class of disagreement number three, kal v'chomer number two, kol echad ve'echad mi Yisrael. He's not talking about achicha b'torah mitzvahs. Kol echad v'echad mi'Yisrael. So clearly, the mitzvah is operative even in the situations of disagreement number two and number three. Number three in kal v'chomer number two. How is it possible? So the concept of Shlishi is that a person, a Jew, is not completely defined by his actions or his behavior. And because that's the case, the ahava that's directed to the Jew is not an implied endorsement or acceptance of the value. Because the person is more than the behavior, than the conduct, than the views that he espouses. And because that distinction exists, because a person is not completely defined by his behavior, that's what allows for Avos Yisrael, even in situation number three, and Kal Vachomer, situation number two. Avos Yisrael doesn't imply endorsement or approval. It can be despite complete and total rejection of the other person's, of the other Jew's views. Now, conceptually, it sounds like a little bit of a difficult balancing act, but the truth is, it's something which is intuitive to all of us. Most, if not all of us, have relatives with whom we either have disagreements of number two or number three, or both. And in those situations, it's intuitive. Right? We intuit that my child, my parent, my sibling, my grandparent, my cousin, my uncle, my aunt, whatever the case may be, is something more and therefore bigger than and not totally defined by the areas of disagreement. And again, disagreement number two and number three. Not elu disagreements, right and wrong disagreements. And even number three, we all intuit that. We all intuit that. The reason we intuit it by family is because we perceive our children as such, we perceive our parents as such, we perceive our siblings as such, we perceive our grandparents as such, our uncles and aunts as such. But it's not intuitive with other Jews because we wrongly don't perceive them as brothers. But if we did, if our perception was correct, if we were to correct that, if we were to get a new prescription and see with the right lens, so then the same way it's intuitive within our nuclear family, it would be equally intuitive with fellow Jews. Now, it's true that the Gemara in Pesachim says that if you see a dvar erva in someone, the Rav Nachman Yitzchok says mitzvah l'snosa. Mitzvah l'snosa. What's his pasuk? Shenema yiras Hashem sinasra. Pasuk in Mishnah. Yiras Hashem sinasra. That yiras Hashem, one of the expressions of yiras Hashem, is sinasra. So why doesn't the Rambam, my son once commented on this, why didn't the Rambam mention this as an exception in Hilchos Deos then? When he says, mitzvah lev kol echad v'achad mi'Yisrael, there should have been. So he does quote this Gemara, but at the end of Hilchos Tzeiachos Shmiras Nefesh, by Pirkei Otino. The Gemara does appear in the Rambam, but it doesn't appear in Hilchos Deos as an exception. So apparently, the sinner here isn't the sinner that contradicts and precludes Ahava. It's a sinner that coexists with the Ahava. And then Memela, this doesn't constitute an exception. And it's Meduyak in the Pasuk that Yiras Hashem, Rav Nachman ben Yitzchak's Pasuk, is Yiras Hashem is Sinas Ra. Ra, evil. He doesn't say Mireyim, he doesn't say evildoers. So even the mitzvah of the snoso is one that coexists with the Ahava. How? Maybe the Baal HaTanya's formulation, maybe a different formulation. Baal HaTanya famously says that you hate the Ra Shebo. You don't hate the person, you hate the Ra Shebo. But even if you don't go with the Baal HaTanya's formulation, it's clear from the Pasuk, and then it's reflected in the fact that the Rambam doesn't present this as an exception, that the sinner is not a sinner which precludes Ahava, it's a sinner which coexists with Ahava. And notice the other pasuk we mentioned also, when David HaMelech says, Sheker Sanesi Va'asra Eva. Again, the Sheker. The hatred is concentrated on the Sheker. Now, there is one exception to the Shul. There is one exception to the Shul. The Rambam in the Hagdamah to Perek Chelek says, after listing the Yud Gimel Ikar, that if a person believes in the Yud Gimel Ikar, he's a ma'amin, so then mitzvah la'ahava, b'chulu. But otherwise, he quotes the pasuk, halo misanecha Hashem esna. And notice how this pasuk differs from the other pasuk, right? It's not sheker sonesi. It's not sin asra. No, in that pasuk, the sinner is directed to the person. Halo misanecha Hashem esna. There were very, 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 very few and far in between and very isolated cases where people qualify for that halacha. Yes, there is such a halacha. Ruba of people who are confused b'zman hazeh atinok k'she nishba. There's more to be said on the subject than that. But we're talking about a very, very, at most, we're talking about a very tiny, tiny fragment, not even segment, of Kal Yisrael. The mitzvahs, the isser of sinner, the mitzvahs essay of Ava is always minyan d'yoma. The Chafetz Chaim, as you know, in his Hakdamah, the Chafetz Chaim says that the main cause for why the Beis HaMikdash is still destroyed is because we haven't addressed and redressed the cause for its initial chorban. Beis HaMikdash doesn't remain destroyed out of inertia. It's only as long as the underlying cause continues to reverberate that the Churban persists. So it's always been Yom Yomo. But we certainly understand that this past year plus, it's accentuated and magnified. You know, the challenge of avoiding sinna and having ahava is exponentially greater in Eretz Yisrael, in Medinas Yisrael, than it is here. And that's something that we need to be fully aware of. The differences between Jews in Chutz La'aretz don't determine governmental policy. There's no. The street doesn't belong to us. There's nothing to fight about. What is that to fight about at the end of the day? There's nothing to fight about. So the challenge is exponentially greater in Eretz Yisrael, in Medinas Yisrael, where the differences spill over into differences that affect very directly and very immediately people's lives. Again, that doesn't mean that sinna is countenanced anywhere. It just means that al nadin es chaverenu ad shenagilim kum. But we certainly have a chiyuv just within our Dalai Lamas to be mischazek in these mitzvahs. It's our chiyuv. And additionally, we hope that it generates a schus and generates a metaphysical momentum that can spill over outside of our Dalai Lamas as well.